This meeting of the St. Matthew's Linden chapter of Toastmasters is a special one. There's a humorous speaking contest today. It's at the unfunny time of 6:45 a.m., but it doesn't take long to forget the early hour. It's a collegial group of several dozen, including some guests invited for the contest. Toastmasters was founded in 1924 to teach public speaking and leadership skills. The nonprofit now has more than 12,000 clubs in 113 countries. In St. Matthew's, Toastmaster Michelle Peterson, a Postal Service employee, says a friend suggested she join the organization.
I needed to practice on speaking more because I am very comfortable with people that I know and small groups of people, but in unfamiliar situations with new people, I tend to be very quiet. I don't want.
Michelle has not only become more comfortable speaking in public and in large social groups, she's worked up the courage to begin her spot in the contest with a brief song. Part of her 7-minute presentation called Finding My Voice.
At the age of 40 something, I decided it was time to conquer the art and skill of speaking to strangers. People my mother told me never to talk to in larger audiences.
Graham Honecker works in the development office at the University of Louisville. He trotted out a PowerPoint presentation to accompany his monologue on how his toddler daughter learned some of her bad habits from some prominent figures in the news.
She was my only daughter. I love to spoil her, right? Here she is with Elmo, another prominent redhead. I like to give her these gifts when she did something good, when she finished her meal, when she slept through the night. That was rare. But she wanted gifts at any point in time, whenever she did anything, good or bad. And I thought, where did she learn that you could get a gift or an award for accomplishing absolutely nothing? And then I remembered.
And up pops a slide of President Obama accepting his Nobel Peace Prize last year. Then there's John Blim, marketing director for the Crusade for Children. He says Toastmasters helps its members overcome that paralyzing fear of addressing a group of people, a needed advantage in the competitive business world. He cites the old analogy of being more afraid to deliver the eulogy than to be the deceased. But he says it's also about fellowship and personal growth.
I do a lot of presentations for my job. And what's best about this club is the feedback you get from the other members. It's not about me. It's about them helping. And we help each other. And that's what really makes it good.
Toastmaster Blim's presentation is entitled, If My Kids Hear This, They'll Kill Me. Other contest participants include Brian Rogers, a transplant from Detroit who's in the insurance business. He talks about his experience with Southern hockey, as he put it, specifically a night out rooting for the Ice Hawks, Louisville's now defunct minor league team. And there's Keith Ruda, a business talent recruiter, who talks about his problem with procrastination. After brief deliberations, the Toastmasters judges award the contest top prize to Graham Honecker. He's the one who blamed his daughter's bad habits on people in the news.
I would say today is more difficult than the normal meeting because you have to give a good public speech, but you also have to incorporate humor, and making people laugh is, or trying to make people laugh can often be very challenging. So you've got to combine two things with the contest that we had today.
And with his victory, Honecker moves on to the next level of Toastmasters competition. The St. Matthew's group continues its regular get-togethers, talking, speaking, and offering support. Rick Howlett, WFPL News.